Welcome to the Von Nelson Podcast. Today is the first quarter 2024 Von Nelson Select Recap. And with me today is Lead Senior Portfolio Manager, Scott Weber. And with that, Scott, I will turn things over to you.
Thanks, Dan. Interesting year so far. We started the year and everybody on the planet seemed to think that we were going to get 7 rate cuts out of the Fed. The first ones were supposed to arrive by March. Instead, job numbers have been persistently strong. Inflation is still a bit of a lingering concern. CPI is still around 3.5. PCE finally got below 3, but it's, you know, 2.7, 2.78, something like that. So neither of them are at the 2% target yet. Jobs data is not getting. So as a consequence, we've not seen a rate move from Jay Powell and company, although futures still price in a 25-bit move in June. Meanwhile, the 10-year, the price is falling, sending yields up, you know, from 3.8 at the beginning of the year to 4.5 and a little above. Here we are in the first week of April. And so you'd look at all that and say, well, gosh, the stock market must really be disappointed in all that. And oddly enough, the equity market managed to produce a double-digit return, continuing really kind of a steady rise from late October. And admittedly, here, first week in April, it's not been a steady rise, but certainly through the first quarter it was. The most interesting thing about that, and given that performance, is that for the first time in a while, it wasn't just monolithic behavior out of the Magnificent Seven, and they've kicked a member out, it seems, because even though the top performer in the S&P here, or quarter to date, or, you know, for the first quarter, was a Mag 7 holder in NVIDIA, the bottom performer in the index was also a Mag 7 name on Tesla. Interesting dispersion there. Even still, through all of that, large outperformed small. The cap-weighted index outperformed the equal-weighted index. And I'm guessing that market participants are no longer leading conversations with recession expectations, but they are still talking about when the Fed's going to cut. Incidentally, as a sidebar, the price of gold is pretty notable and interesting in this environment as well. So as far as we're concerned, it's notable that Select was able to hang in there with the index, and that really is a testament to strong stock selection, but we'll get to that in just a second. From a contribution standpoint, you know, like I mentioned, we had double-digit returns again this quarter. Most of the sectors had a positive contribution to performance during the first quarter. The exceptions were utilities, energy, and real estate. From an attribution perspective, Select was, you know, closely matched to the index performance. Attribution was helped by good relative performance in communication services, consumer staples, industrials, financials, and consumer discretionary. There were two names that hurt from a relative perspective this year in particular, or sorry, this quarter, in these two names in particular. One was a tech stock that surprised the market with a bit of a management change, the CEO relinquishing control, and of course you get the associated guidance reset when that happens. Okay, so let's talk about what we changed in the quarter. We bought 3 new names and eliminated 7. We further concentrated the portfolio into names where we have higher conviction, and the sales of the companies we sold were by and large all great companies. They were just getting a little too big for their britches as far as valuation is concerned. The new names are in tech and financials. The names we sold were broadly across all the many sectors. The idealist continues to be really solid. That we're finding some interesting names, and we've got a couple that we're sort of ready to move on, but just waiting on a specific catalyst or valuation threshold. Continue to seek resilience in the portfolio. We're looking for businesses that are accelerating internal investing, finding places to deploy capital at incrementally improving returns, and fit the mold of a company that we like here in Select. In terms of where we're positioned, we like it, but again, we're always prepared to act if given the opportunity. Turning now to characteristics, with the further concentration, we're at 25 positions. Cash levels are a little lighter than normal, at about 1.5%, and the exposures remain consistent with our typical profile, which is to say high active share, high ROA, ROE, et cetera. Our market cap is a little smaller than the index, and that's probably going to keep going on. And the valuation, frankly, from a PE or a price to sales type metric, are all just a little bit above the index. Now time to factor in the factors. Positive stock-specific returns helped performance. So the top, really, the top attribution was not owning Apple, in that that stock has not done well. And the same can be said for Tesla. Style returns had a little negativity, mainly due to the fact that we were overweight market sensitivity. And that size was also a positive contribution, and partly from underweighting the dividend yield factor. Industry returns lagged, partly because we were underweight tech from a relative perspective, and we were overweight materials and industrials. The portfolio continues to show greater diversification than the benchmark. We like that. And the active risk of just under 5%, I think it was 4.95, is within an appropriate range. And stock-specific risk accounts for 75% of the active risk in the portfolio. Flipping over to macro, I'm not sure if the market has given up on waiting for a recession or not, but it's occupying fewer headlines. You did have a little bit of rotation through the first quarter, but not necessarily as much as you saw in the fourth, given that it was just a steady march upward, at least as far as the index is concerned. CPI and PCE, again, as we mentioned earlier, falling towards the Fed target range, but definitely not at the target, and the rate of change is slower. At the same time, not to get the cart before the horse, but certainly the unfortunate events going on in other parts of the world involving wars tend to be inflationary. Commodity prices are showing an inflationary impulse. The service component of CPI has been sticky. So we continue to watch that. I'm not sure we're ready to give up the ghost, so to speak, on inflation concerns. The cost of money isn't terribly expensive, and spreads remain quite narrow. I think we mentioned earlier jobs data sentiment still strong. The concerns, newer concerns, are growing in real estate, obviously office, but maybe not just office, maybe multifamily, et cetera. And so we're watching those areas as well. From a valuation perspective, that steady rise in the market is enough to sort of make you take a deep breath and take it in, take a look at it. I don't think that the market's crazy expensive. It's definitely not cheap, though. And the pockets where value exists are less obvious than they have been in the past, and a little bit less obvious than usual right now. With respect to positioning, I mentioned earlier that the portfolio is a little more concentrated than it's been for the last few years. That beta is comparable to the index. I do think that with better diversification and better names, we should be well positioned. You could argue that we're a little bit more conservative than normal in posture, and certainly versus the bench, but not in a meaningful sense. And we're certainly looking forward to getting through this earnings season here, because we think that's what's going to set the tone here for performance for the next few months. And with that, Dan, I'm going to turn it back to you and say thanks.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Scott. And we'll just jump right into returns. So Vaughn Nelson Select strategy returned 10.4% in the first quarter gross. That's a 10.13% net, whereas the S&P sat at 10.56. Over the last year, the Vaughn Nelson Select strategy returned 24.49% gross, 23.27% net, whereas the S&P is at 29.88%. The last 3 years, Vaughn Nelson Select strategy returned 13.78 gross, 12.66 net, and that's 11.49 for the S&P 500. For the last 5 years, Vaughn Nelson Select returned 17.24 gross, 16.08 net, and the S&P 500 is at 15.05. Across the last 10 years, the Vaughn Nelson Select strategy has returned 14.04% gross, 12.91% net, and then the S&P is sitting at 12.97. So with that, Scott, we'll put a wrap on the first quarter of 24, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
The views, information, and or opinions expressed during this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Vaughn Nelson and its employees. Vaughn Nelson does not verify, and assumes no responsibility for the accuracy of any of the information contained in the podcast. The primary purpose of the information, opinions, and thoughts presented in this podcast is to educate and inform. This podcast, or any podcast in the series, does not constitute professional investment advice or services, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. Past performance is not an indication of future performance. By accessing this podcast, you acknowledge that the entire contents of this podcast are the property of Von Nelson and, or used by Von Nelson with permission and are protected under U.S. copyright and trademark laws. Securities discussed within this podcast may be held in the Von Nelson strategies.